The battle is not yours. We look at the multitude before us. The army of the enemy looms. The pile of problems, the unending workload, the ravages of the illness seem daunting. God, however, tells us in His Word not to be afraid or dismayed. We are not to allow fearfulness or discouragement to overtake us. We have a powerful God at our side. The battle is not yours, after all. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. 2 Chronicles 20, 15b. The battle. This verse speaks to my heart. Perhaps it touches your heart powerfully as well. The battle is not yours. How many times have we fought for something that was not God's will for us to have? Maybe we said things that we had no right to say to someone, to fight or to stand. As Christians, of course, it goes without saying that there are things that we must say and principles that we must take a stand to uphold. But there are also days that we simply fight a battle that was not there to fight at all. We wade into a situation that was not ours to undertake. There are battles that are God's to handle, and we are to pray and give them over to God. Let's dwell on that thought again. There are battles that are God's to handle, and we are to pray and give them over to God. Amen. Discernment. Knowing the difference is a matter of discernment. True discernment comes from God Himself flowing into our understanding. He will give us wisdom when we ask Him. See James 1:5. We must keep constant in our prayer life with our Father. Listening. Prayer involves far more than our speaking, but also listening. God, after all, has all wisdom and knowledge. Too often we are like the child that runs to his earthly father with a broken toy and then runs off, still clutching the broken pieces. We must hand the questions and the brokenness over to our Father and Creator. He knows the answers. He knows what is best for His creation, and you are His creation. Listen to the still, small voice of God. It is the voice of your Father, and He cares for you with the most precious and profound love that exists.